Hallelujah. You know, as I was thinking, I know the scripture for next year. I know we've only got two more Sundays. Next Sunday we're having church. We're not closing down. New Year's Day, Eve, we're going to have communion here. And we just love that. And people from other church comes, but it's lovely on the last day of the year to remember him in communion. So next Sunday, because we don't close down, we get a lot of people from other churches, so we're going to have a real Holy Spirit glorious time. Yeah, I really believe it and feel it and sense it. I'm so excited. And the scripture for next year is for rise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Even though great darkness covers the earth, he will shine with his bright light upon us. Next year, we've shifted right into it, but even yesterday we were having lunch and this lady came hobbling in and she goes, "Oh, me back. And I said, "Can I pray for you?" And she said, "Love you too." And the glory of God fell on her. And the peace of God fell, and she sat there, and she just wanted us to continue to pray. And I'm going, this is a start to reach out when we see people, and, you know, the light of the glory is going to shine. And the other day I was at Chartwell, at Coffee Club, and there was a group of people in the corner, and I was sitting in the soft chair, and they just said, "What have you got? What is it? And I said, "I know Jesus, and it's his presence. I've been with him, you know, in the night." Can I just share? But anyway, I'll get back to them. They were just saying, "We're Christians, and we had the most amazing fellowship, talking about Jesus and what he was doing." And they're excited too for what's about to come. You know, and so something is happening where God is moving. And I forgot what I was going to share. But there is, you know, the glory of the Lord is going to shine upon you. We're going to see souls saved like we've never done before. I get the sadness comes over me and I'm going, "God, what is this? What is it?" And he said, "It's for souls. It's for souls." And whenever you hear of someone that, you know, like even with the terrible thing on White Island, how many knew Jesus? And I know the Maori man, that one of the guides, he was in the Baptist church. So I'm going, praise God. But we've got to get in. You know, it's just Jesus came for a reason. And, you know, and oh, I just get so excited about what he's doing. But there's also where I just want to weep because I want to see people come into the glory to be totally changed. You know, it says that we're going to change from glory to glory. And, you know, and today's all about Jesus and all about what he's done for us. And the cross is where he ended, but it was resurrection. And I wasn't going to preach. Sorry, children, you're getting your chocolate bars. But it's like we're in for an exciting year. And I just, if anybody has got a real sickness in their body, I just want you to stand because I want to pray for you. Okay, if you've got, you know, this is what Jesus came. He said, that he will pour out a spirit upon us that we may heal the sick, rise the dead, heal the lepers. You know, so I just want you to stand and I want to pray. God is so healing me, and it's like, let's stand because, and you people with hot hands would like to just lay hands on these people, let's believe for miracles today. Let's believe. This is Christmas time. Wouldn't that be the best present you could get? Wouldn't it? To be totally healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as you look down And as you sent your son, Jesus, as a baby at Christmas time, and as he went through life and he died on the cross, but there was resurrection power. But he said, I will send you the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you the ways of the Father. So I just want to pray right now for every sickness and bodies. And Lord, we just pray that you fall upon them. Lord, we pray that every sickness will be gone. We come against the spirit of infirmity and we tell it to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Infirmity, go in Jesus' name. And we pray for every spirit of pain to be gone. And every fear of hopelessness and every fear of thinking, will I ever be well? We lift that off you in Jesus' name. And we just say, let faith arise today. And we say, Father, you know their illnesses. And I just want you to put your hand on the place that needs healing. And if, I know if it was me, I'd be hands all over my body. So if you've got pain all over your body, just put your hand on your head, okay? I go from my neck, my back, my knees, my... And I, it's, and so, Father, we just, you just know the sicknesses. And, Father, we just absolutely pray for the healing balm of Gilead, the healing balm of Jesus to fall. And we just pray that every organ will come into order. We pray for creative miracles. We pray for backs. We pray for headaches. We pray for out of balance. I don't know what I'm getting here, but out of balance. What is that called? But vertigo, to be gone in Jesus' name. We pray for bowels to be healed. We pray for bones to be healed. We pray for hearts to be healed. We pray for blood pressure to come into order in Jesus' name. We break every generational curse that has caused us sickness, and we just say, let it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your healing angelic realm, the host of angels, come and touch bodies. Touch bodies. Lord, bring alignment to their bloods. Lord, let, where there's acid, we bring alkaline. We just pray for eyes to be healed. And Jesus, ears, can you put your hands on Barbara? We just pray for your eyes right now, Barbara, to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, restore all that's been damaged in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Let's believe. Hallelujah.